It's you're not near your car. So if somebody were to come and inspect your car, they're not going to find you right here.
I got you. They got a
few hundred yards away.
You can maybe hear him coming. I mean, I think, like I said, I'd be afraid of getting...
me coming.
Oh, my God.
Like that.
That is not how you sounded at 16. You were like, oh.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
You know what I did last night? I watched cartoons with my children on our Solaire mattress from Sattva. And you know what they love? The vibrations. They ask me, Mommy, make the bed vibrate. And it's so fun and it lights up and we have the best time on the Sattva bed. I cherish it so much. I've also bought the Lumen Leaf and we sleep on the luxury firm as well. We have that one in the guest room so that people can try it. I love Sattva. We've been with them for about a decade because I believe in them. Their mattresses are of the highest quality, organic, made right here in the US of A. The setup is easy. Purchasing it is easy. And they give it to you at a reasonable price because they don't have the overhead of like stores and salespeople, blah, blah. It really is the best. And right now, you can go to sattva.com/theshit for $200 off your next purchase of anything Sattva related. Sattva, sattva.com/theshit for $200 off your next Sattva purchase.
I shadow dance with my hands, finger my ass. I shadow dance with my hands, finger my ass.
Bert is fat. Bert is fat.
Classic. Yeah.
So awesome.
Timeless goth anthem.
I wonder how Bert will look at the end of this month. It's Sober October.
Oh my gosh. He's going to look so good.
Yeah, no booze. Working out all the time. A few more weeks.
Can I ask you something stupid?
Sure.
So the booze consumption is what keeps you from losing weight. Is that accurate?
Well, I mean, you're talking about in his case?
Yeah.
He's just at a caloric surplus every day.
Every day.
So it's booze and food for him. Because usually also, everybody, if you drink a good amount, you're going to make poor decisions, right? Yeah. You're just going to go crazy with what you eat. That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
And he only does that every day.
I know. And it's so easy to do it every day. Like, yeah. Everybody wants, not everybody, but like.
The dude's pretty active. He's an active guy.
But so. I want to eat and drink everything I want to every day, too.
Yeah, exactly. You want to do what Bert does every day.
But you don't.
Right. Yeah. Except for Bert. Bert does that.
Yeah, and that's why he's so fat.
That's why we do this month.
Yeah. How's it going for you so far?
Great. Feel great.
Feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you look amazing. And
thank you.
It's very easy for you.
I'm going to post maybe the beginning of the month photo and a end of the month photo.
It's a great idea.
Maybe my weights, like what I weigh at the beginning and the end of the month.
You would make that public knowledge.
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, I can't ever guess men's weights anyways.
Well,
I don't
because,
know what you guys weigh.
But if you kind of know when you're in, you know, and also it's your body comp, like sometimes it's not the number that much as your body changing, you know?
Yes.
So like for instance, Aerie,
yes.
He's not going to lose a bunch of weight. He'll probably lose some, but his body will look different, you know, because he's already a pretty lean guy.
He's so skinny already.
But Brent will probably drop some real lbs.
Aerie looks thinner. Does he not like food? Like, what's his Or was it his hair?
He does, but you know, he eats like a normal person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he just eats like a human. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Well, I could take it or leave it. It is amazing how much facial hair and hair changes your appearance. It's just striking. When he used to have the big Jufro, and he looks so different.
He looks wildly different with all his different styles. He'll do the shaved head. He'll do the mohawk. He'll do the curls.
Look at him there, the younger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. And that, I remember that headshot from a million years ago.
You can tell in any of them, in any of those, that it's not a good person though. You
right.
know? You can just look and you're like, that's not a good guy.
Yeah. That's true. You know, that's actually quite true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never go, Ari Shaffir, good human.
Good person. No.
Trustworthy.
Oof.
Ay, ay,
Jesus. That's Nadav's fucking uncle right there.
I know.
That's what you saw when you got up every day when you were a kid, huh?
No, I'd never be related to someone that Jewish.
Jeez.
He really, I like it.
That's
super
a real
Jewy
guy right there. Yeah.
Huh. There you go, Ari. Yeah. Well, good. I'm proud of you guys. It's a good thing. I too am still on my fitness kick.
You enjoy
and
it?
it's really helped my mood. Can I tell you that now that I walk 10,000 steps a day?
Yeah.
I really didn't realize what like frantic lady energy I have.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like, I'm fucking crazy manic, bro. I'm stoked to be walking this out.
You're liking it.
Yeah, because at nighttime
it soothes you. It's good for our minds.
Soothing. That's what it is. It's meditative. And now I don't get as keyed up at night. I remember by the end of the day, I was
like
usually
a dog.
I got to fucking drink something, you know?
Dogs need their walk, right?
I'm a dog.
And then they kind of chill out. Yeah.
Yep.
No, we all are, though.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a walk, you're fucking
out
of your, I'm the same. You know, when I don't work out for a few days, you're always like, I think you should go work out because it really kicks out those. Yeah.
Well, with you, I've noticed it's three things, okay?
Yeah.
It's the energy. You need to expend your energy like a dog.
Yeah.
The testosterone creeps up high and you need to ejaculate. And then hunger.
Yeah.
Those are really your three primary needs.
Mood swingers,
yeah. Generally, that's what's irking you.
It's
true.
And sometimes when you don't take care of that, you end up doing something irrational, like...
Oh.
Listen, brother, you don't fuck on the bus, mate. I don't care if you're fucking homeless. Don't fuck on the bus, cunt.
Cunt.
I don't care if you've got autism. It doesn't mean fuck on the bus. Get the fuck off and go fuck in the park or something, you fucking chat. Have some fucking respect for yourselves, you fucking chatty cunts.
Who is Randy?
Chatty?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
You fucking chats.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Pretty wild.
With Tom Segura.
Mom Segura.
And Christina
Maljatsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
This morning after I bathed in my own urine for medicinal purposes, I took a neighborhood walk, you know, and now our neighbor called me Christine.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Which neighbor was it?
He's an older guy.
Oh.
He's so sweet. And he's like, okay, Christine, have a good walk. And I was like, not even going to correct you.
No, you can't.
You don't have much
sweet
longer.
Sweet old man. Yeah.
Yeah. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
It's Christina, old man.
Just remember this for the next month while you're still here. Yeah. Yeah, not worth it. I've never heard somebody called a fucking chet.
Yeah, what's a chet?
I don't know.
Chet. You fucking chet.
It's fucking really chet. Cool. I like it a lot.
Can you Google
chet? Yeah, it means like a disgusting person in Australian.
Ah, cool.
Australian?
He's Australian?
Aussie?
This isn't Australia.
That's not Australia,
is it
mate.
Kiwi?
Oh, my God.
No. It's... United Kingdom?
Yes. Yeah, for sure it is.
Yeah.
You can't tell by that accent?
No, it sounded Australian to me.
Oh.
Hell no.
The way he was saying cunt. It sounds like it.
Negative, bro.
No.
You're talking to the master of accents here.
You fucking Chet.
Yeah.
You don't fuck on the bus, mate.
No.
I don't care if you're fucking homeless. Don't fuck on the bus, cunt.
Oh.
Oh.
You know what?
Is this a first?
Did I dethrone
Wait a minute.
Listen, brother. You don't accent? Fuck on the bus, mate. I don't care if you're fucking homeless. Don't fuck on the bus, cunt.
Don't fuck on the bus.
I don't care if you've got autism. It doesn't mean fuck on the bus. Get the fuck off and go fuck in the park or something, you fucking chat.
Yeah, I think he's right.
Have some fucking respect for yourselves, you fucking chatty cunts.
I have to say, for the first time ever, Nadav is right.
This is a fucking
congratulations, Nadav.
Crazy.
Thank you. Give me my reply.
I want all the cunts.
This is a YMH exclusive. YMH exclusive.
You chatty cunt.
I think you're right. Wow.
And I don't think autism makes you fucking public.
It doesn't.
No.
I know a couple people with autism.
Sames.
Yeah.
They've never done that.
Never come up. Not even once.
No.
Not even the struggle to resist has come up.
That's not that lane.
No.
No. Mm-mm. They're not like that.
No.
So that's a piss poor excuse.
Piss poor.
Yeah. It would be neat to fuck on a bus, though.
Would it?
I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind? I think
in the
it's
back,
the least desirable.
You never did stuff in the back of the movie. Like the back row of anything is really where you want to be.
The bus, though? This is a dream?
I could do it. If there's nobody in there, it has to be nighttime.
Wait, whoa. That's just an abandoned fucking vehicle at that point.
Well, no, the driver's there.
Okay, you said nobody's there. It's at
meaning
night.
Meaning other people, other passengers.
That's the whole thrill of it.
Oh, well, not for me. I thought it
so
would
you
just
could
be,
do it if it was parked and the guy was fucking refueling?
Yeah, maybe in a nice gas station, I could pop in and get a Snickers and then fuck in the bus.
Oh, my God.
What?
All right. You're on your own or just with fucking that guy, I guess. I'm not joining you on the bus.
Wait, what's a Chet again, then?
Like a disgusting person.
You fucking Chet.
You fucking Chet.
Really,
I like
the
that.
Bus? That turns you on.
No.
You just
saying,
said I could do it.
In a pinch, I would fuck on a bus.
In a pinch.
You fucking chat.
Jesus.
You don't fuck on the bus, mate.
Mate. Yeah. You don't fuck on the bus, mate.
No, he's got a point. I mean, other people sit there all the time.
That's
the
thing.
Disrespectful, right?
It's gross. Yeah, it's a little disrespectful.
Movie theater is a little different. That's the thrill when you're a teenager and stuff.
Right,
you know?
You make out, you finger in the back row of a movie theater.
You cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn, and then you make her suck your dick through the bucket.
It's a little varsity.
Okay.
That's crazy.
You're fucking on public transportation, you're calling this varsity? You're an animal. Who the fuck is like, I could do it?
I could. That's not a biggie. I don't feel like it's a big deal. I don't. In my mind, that doesn't feel like a big deal. Now you know
why
what?
Does that not feel like a big deal?
I don't know. I feel like there's
it's
enough
public transportation.
Sure,
there's
sure.
Other people riding it.
Hear me out. You go in the back row. The back row is usually it's a bench, so there's a lay down seat possibility.
Uh huh.
And it's it's cloth. It's not hard.
No,
metal.
Describe the whole scenario.
And
are you on your side, on your back?
I know
knees?
You got to go traditional, or maybe
missionary?
I sit on the dude's lap.
Okay. The face away or face
him?
Face
a cow. Yeah, reverse cowgirl, and then
so now you're facing
the bus.
Passengers of
hey
the
guys.
Bus.
Yeah,
and you're just bouncing up and down.
No one would even know.
Bullshit! This fucking cunt noticed.
You fucking Chet.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're fucking homeless. Don't fuck on the bus, cunt.
The bus cunt.
Yeah. This really, this is, I can't believe you're like,
well,
this is not a
I'm
big
I'm saying,
deal.
In my mind, I'm thinking in relation to other public scenarios. For instance, the Mile High Club, I don't like the thought of fucking in that tiny bathroom where everyone's pissed all over the
usually
place.
Usually they stink. It usually smells.
It smells
like
shit.
First one on, it's pretty bad smelling.
And there's piss all over the floor.
Always.
Piss on everything.
But in a pinch, could you do it?
I don't even see what the allure is. Everybody knows you're fucking in there.
Yeah.
And then the beach, I've never understood that one.
I fucked a lot on the beach.
Oh, stop
it. I did.
What do you mean you fucked a lot on the beach?
I lived in a small beach community in high school.
You fucked a lot on the beach, huh?
I fucked, I wouldn't mean to say it slower. I fucked a lot on the beach.
Like so many chicks got a Segura fucking dick down on
couple
the
of
beach.
Them. Yeah, it's not like I did it once.
Did you at least have a blanket? Because I imagine the sand goes in your cooch.
Of course.
Of course, you stupid yeah, bitch.
I had a go bag.
A go bag.
Yeah.
What is in their go bag?
Towels, wipes, change of clothes, sunblock, the whole fucking nine.
Oh, stop it.
Yes. That wasn't unusual. Look, depending on your environment, you're going to adapt, right? So if you're a kid in a beach town and you're in high school and you're horny, you can, it's harder. I mean, we checked into hotels sometimes, these cheap little fucking hotels, but that was like...
Who are you?
A whole production.
How did you have money for a hotel in high school?
Please. So... But the beach was easier. You didn't have to, you know, you parked at this one place and you'd walk down and it's like, it's empty. It's pitch black out. You get moonlight.
But wouldn't you be afraid of the police coming by and seeing you?
Honestly, never.
Never. They never checked?
I never had that situation. I had police interrupt at the park, parked at the park one time. Police knocked on the window.
Park is a rookie move.
Yeah, that was.
The park is like everybody.
Yeah. You can't, flashlight. You, and yes. You're like, what the fuck? Like That's scary.
Parks, parking lots.
Yeah.
You want to avoid
anywhere you can basically put a car is a red flag. But like with the beach, the move was you would park somewhere and then you walk a pretty like, you know, substantial walk. Then you go on this boardwalk, then down to the beach. So you're kind of like, you're not near your car. So if somebody were to come and inspect your car, they're not going to find you right here.
I got you. They got
a few hundred yards away.
You can maybe hear him coming. I mean, I think like I said, I'd be afraid of getting
me coming.
Oh my God.
Like that.
That is not how you sounded at 16. You were like, oh. So wait, listen, but yeah. I'd be afraid of sand in my asshole, in my crotch.
Yeah, you keep bringing this up as if this wasn't thought about. We put a towel down, a big beach towel.
Who cares? Listen, you know where I used to bang? In the valley.
Yeah.
There was the top of Reseda. And mm-hmm. You just drive up there, and that's where you get faded, and you fuck. And then Topanga Canyon, there's like that like overlook
yeah.
where you're allowed to park your car.
Yeah,
I don't know if look, you can yeah, now. Yeah.
That's where you would bang?
You'd fuck, finger, French, smoke pot, do whatever you want.
I mean, these are all stories I've never heard before.
Welcome to your mom's house. This is where we talk.
Yeah.
No, I did. I had a boyfriend one summer. We went up there and fucked around all summer. It was great.
Really?
Very romantic. He's very sweet to me.
He was?
Yeah.
Was this your first boyfriend?
No.
No. Different guy.
So many.
No? But it was a summer?
Yeah. Summer loving, just like Greece.
I think you told me about this guy.
Just like Greece.
I think I know and which guy it is.
You don't know which guy it is.
Sure. If it's the summer guy you've told me about.
That's
yeah.
a different summer guy.
That's a different summer guy?
A few summer
God
guys.
Damn.
Yeah. There's many summers in college, Tom.
Well, four. Yeah.
To be exact. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, unless it took you longer.
It did, actually. It took 5 years to graduate.
Okay. So this is a different summer guy.
I took a semester off, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Describe him.
No. No. But I will say he had a cool car, and the cool part, like looking back in retrospect, I'm like, oh, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Like I got the total Sandra D. Experience, you know,
sure.
Like this guy had a cool car and we'd go and make out on Topanga Canyon. And
oh, yeah. You'd finger and fuck too, you said.
Oh, later. Later we fingered and fucked, but we start with French's
sure.
and you know, it was kind of innocent, more innocent.
Really?
In the beginning, that summer. And like I said, we fucked later. I didn't fuck him that summer. Jeez.
You didn't fuck him that summer?
No, I know. I made him wait.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. But nice. Sweet guy.
How long you make him wait?
Honestly, and you're asking, I know you get mad at me.
It's a really normal question. How long did you make him wait? You have no idea.
Because I don't remember. You know why?
Why?
Because we were friends before. It was a long courtship. It's a long thing.
Okay.
It wasn't just like, hey, I meet you and now we're doing that stuff.
Yeah.
It took a time. It took time. Hmm. It took a minute, you know? Yeah. Huh. Beach fucks. Interesting. I would not have known that you were a beach fucker.
I could show you exactly the spot.
I would like to know it. Thank you. Yeah. Could you show me where a young Tom Segura ejaculated? I would love to see where you came as a teenager.
Busted.
The next time we go back.
Many a nut there.
To Florida. I'm being serious. I want to see where you bang chicks next time we go back to Florida.
Sure. Yeah. I'd be surprised if we don't stumble on somebody fucking when we get there.
I was watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High last night, and this cool guy picks up the young girl, and he's like, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Inspiration Point? And it's just like a dugout of a baseball field.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's so depressing. There wasn't even a view. There wasn't even an ocean. Yeah, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the 26-year-old guy picks up the young, she's 15. She says that she's like 19.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Nick Damone.
Yeah.
It's not him, though. It's a different cool guy. And yeah, they go and he literally is like, so you want to make out now? And then he fucks her in like the dugout. That's it. That's it. Disco sucks. That's the view of when she's getting fucked by the guy. That's it. That's Inspiration Point.
Just a dugout. Well, I know you could do it in a pinch because you're ready to do it on the fucking bus.
Yeah, that would have been ideal in high school to have a place you could lay down. It's too well lit.
I still
though.
Can't believe that you're cool with the bus. It's actually alarming.
Do you want to know? I'll be honest with you. Why?
Yeah.
In San Francisco, we did a lot of bus drinking and drugging. So okay. I feel like the bus is one of those places like you really aren't surveilled that back in the day. I don't know now.
But to fuck on it?
I don't know if I had to in a pinch.
What's
like
that?
I said, in a pinch.
Who has to though? That's no one. You know what I mean?
Well, when you live with your parents,
okay.
you always need a place to fuck.
So you'd be like,
you don't have a place of your own to fuck.
Meet me on the corner of Ventura and Winnetka. We'll get on the bus. We'll fuck on the bus. That seems like something that a guy would be like, okay. And you'd be like, absolutely not.
We'll fuck on the bus.
Like, that any decent self-respect would be like, no, not the bus. But you're like, you know, what do you want me to do? People going home from work and you're like,
we'll fuck on the bus.
Yeah.
We'll fuck on the bus. Fuck on the bus.
Fuck it on the bus. Who fucks on the bus?
But Chet's.
Jesus.
Chet's fucking.
A homeless autistic guy and you. And you're like, it's reasonable.
I mean, I'm just telling you.
I'm in a pinch.
I remember doing a lot of shenanigans on buses.
I guess so. This really opens up a new lane
like,
I didn't know about you.
Just doing like not sex, but like drugs and
different. So different. But yes, keep going.
You know, I don't know. I just feel like a bus is a cool place. You could get away with stuff on it. You could get away with stuff. Not like a subway. Subway, the harder to fuck on a subway, I imagine. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably would be.
That one, people coming in, coming out a lot more.
God. Yeah. You're a real bottom feeder, man.
A trash dog.
Jesus. On the goddamn butt. I mean, and they're also disgusting. City buses? What do you mean? People, they're like, they shit themselves and they sit on the fucking seat. And you're like, I got very limited time. We can't actually find a place. It's got to be the bus.
Well, I think that dugout was nasty too, though.
I would take that dugout over the bus 10 out of 10 times.
You don't think they ever clean the bus seats?
Of course they do. And somebody fucking shits on them the next day. It's a city bus.
But I'm thinking of an LA city bus. Nobody,
gross.
Yeah, but people don't take the bus in LA. Those
get
are practically
get the fuck
unused.
Out of here. They're fucking packed.
I mean, when I was a kid, we did. But all right, look, I can tell you're easily upset about this topic. Not sure why you're so upset. I don't know why you're shaming me about my bus.
I mean, you shame me all the time. And you're bringing up sand in your cooch like it's a real issue. Meanwhile, you're like a fucking homeless lady. And I'm not allowed to fucking explore the topic.
Yeah. I bet people fuck on the bus a lot. I've seen people J their D's on buses a lot.
You're right. And they all are mentally ill and homeless. And you're like, count me in. God. Fucking hookers are like, do you have anywhere else you could take me? Do we have to do it here on the bus? Jesus Christ.
What about a double-decker bus on the top deck? No one's there. It's not a big deal.
Okay, so now you moved. You moved
England.
To London for this scenario?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
God. All right.
Speaking of England, I'm sure everybody's heard by now, Peter Murphy's in rehab, the lead singer of Bauhaus.
What the fuck?
He's English. And it's completely fucked up my touring schedule because I was going to follow Bauhaus to a lot of different cities. So
okay.
It's a real fucking bummer. He had to cancel the Brooklyn show. Dallas is gone. All the fucking North America country.
What's he into? What's his drug?
Oof.
I mean, the rumor is cocaine.
Yeah.
Heroin. I think it's cocaine.
Both?
I mean, it used to be the heroin, but rumor has it, it's the cocaine. But man, he was really jamming on the one in San Francisco.
Having a good show?
Now it makes sense because I was like, how old is this guy? And he was really jamming.
Ripping
it. The shows were just fucking outstanding. Yeah. So, yeah. Real talent.
Yeah.
You know,
sorry, like, I know. Remember how bummed you were when this news broke.
All the goths were devastated. This is ripping through the community right now. So, good news though. Not last time, but he's been in rehab before, and then the other guys in the band have formed other bands.
Yeah,
like Tones on Tail, which you like. So hopefully, maybe those guys will make more music outside of Peter Murphy.
And then
you'll
book some more gigs because you only tour if Bauhaus is touring.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was going to follow them to London, Spain, France.
Damn, really?
I was ready, yeah.
Ready to do the whole thing.
Now that I'm
sucked.
Not going to tour.
You were really excited about it.
I know. Well, now Jane's Addiction is touring, so I may have to go see them.
You are?
I might.
Go see Perry do
Would
his thing?
Would you see Jane's Addiction with me?
Sure, yeah.
Really?
I mean, I'm not going to go on like 8 fucking dates, but I'd go to see them once.
They're coming to Austin, I think.
That one sounds convenient. I'd probably go to that show.
Okay.
You can go travel the world seeing them.
You can.
No, I'm saying you can do that.
Yeah.
Go for it.
They're pretty cool. All right. I'll see
he definitely does heroin. He'd fuck you on a bus. Look at him. He looks exactly
Perry
like
Farrell?
The kind of guy. That's not Perry right there.
That's Dave. Mm. What's his name? What can I remember?
Navarro.
His name? Navarro.
Yeah.
I think they used to do a lot of H.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
Big time.
Perry hasn't.
I think they're definitely sticking to sobriety now.
Oh yeah.
At least Perry, that's the impression.
For sure, yeah.
Navarro,
so
he was with, wasn't he with, what's her name for a while?
Yes.
Carmen.
Yes, Electra.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys, from what I've seen on television, he's really into the goth motif as well. Like you go into his house and he's like, here's my coffin-shaped coffee table.
He also can pull it off.
Dude, he looks really fucking good. Yeah.
He looks rad.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he looks fucking right. He looks like a cool rocker, dude.
Yeah, he does look like a cool rocker. He chose the right path.
Wow.
I know.
Look at that. He's got eyeshadow and shit on.
He looks amazing.
Fuck, man.
Dude, do you think he's had work done?
I don't know. Maybe he's got amazing genetics.
He doesn't even look like he's had work done.
You think so?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. He looks great.
He does look cool. He looks cool as shit.
Well, thank God we're
comedians.
Looks
like he could really confuse you sexually.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Like you're a guy he keeps talking to you and you're like, the fuck's going on?
Totally,
man?
Right?
Yeah. He's like, step into the bath. And you're like, all right.
Totally. You'd fuck him on a bus.
No.
No?
Nobody. Nobody. That's you.
I'd fuck Dave
and
Navarro
your fucking
on the bus.
Gutter pigs on the bus.
All right.
Ugh. I have standards. You're just a fucking homeless
I'm a
lady.
Trash dog.
Yeah. You're under a bridge. You're like, this is cool too. Hey, don't touch my stuff.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Don't touch my stuff.
Dude.
It's my shopping cart.
Nasty.
What the fuck?
I didn't put this in there. I don't know what this is. It just says
what the
rotting
fuck was
fish.
Those fish?
Yeah, rotting fish in his like boat or something. It's in his dry. Somebody forgot it in the boat, I think. So now he's got to like try to empty everything out.
He's being a little dramatic.
He is, maybe for camera, but also that probably smells un. If you forgot about fish, one time I lost fish. I couldn't find the salmon. They got in, the drawer in the fridge. It got stuck in the slide. And I opened the door. I'm like, God damn, this smells. And I empty the fridge. And I'm like, next day I go back. I'm like, it's still fucking, I emptied it. And it was stuck in the drawer. And that was probably a few days. This is out in the sun. There's 1,000 flies
dude.
On it. God, I think he actually, this says he gives up. He was gonna.
Get the fuck out of here, you nasty motherfuckers.
He's like, where's shoveling
he gonna
it out.
Put
I don't
the
know.
Fish? I mean, just in the trash
that's
can?
Be
that's
absolutely.
Gonna the whole neighborhood's going to suffer for
he
this
can't
guy.
Do it. He's got two shirts and something wrapped
there's,
around his face.
There's got to be someone you can pay to do this, right?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I've had enough now.
All right, knock it off.
Sorry, no more.
Jesus.
I don't like that.
That was disgusting. Ugh. Rascals.
I whitened my teeth. Can you
with
tell?
What?
These strips I got from the dentist. So much, so easy. You're so jealous.
I'm very jealous. I'm going to see her soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She gets some whitening strips, I'm just saying.
She gave you strips?
Yeah, you get them. They're just disposable.
How do you do it? Like daily? How
I just, I haven't whitened my teeth since before I got my veneers, before Ellis was born, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, I should do a refreshing.
Yeah.
Look
they look good.
Fucking chomps.
They look good.
I haven't done it in
and you
years.
You did it this morning or yesterday?
Mm-mm, on Saturday.
Wow. You just how long do you leave them on for?
20 minutes. Like
that's
when it?
It
starts to burn, I take them off because I don't want my gums to be all burned up for the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so easy.
You just put a strip on?
Yeah, dude. So they give it to you at the dentist with like, it's preloaded. So you just pop them in and that's it. And that's it. Before... Yeah, you look like a fucking asshole. But before I used to have to put the jelly in the tray and then that shit leaks into your gums
I know,
and
it
burns
the fuck out of your gums.
These ones don't. They're rad.
I'm
did
in.
You
I'll
did
do
you
it.
Do that too with the jelly?
They gave me those trays and then I forgot to bring them with me to Austin.
Oh,
so I think I need to rewhiten.
The ones that are ready.
Yeah, it was
with
like you needed to like in, like you had the tray and then you needed to like inject gel into
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. I used to do it that way and it hurts like fuck. You can get kinds that are like pre-done.
And
so
these
that,
didn't like zap you like a day or two later?
No, dog. But that's because I took it out. I know better because I'm a
and
professional whitener.
You didn't, you get that like cold pain?
No.
None of that.
But then again, I kept it to like 20 minutes.
They look good. Let me see. Yeah. They look good.
Look at those chomps.
They look good.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Too much fluid consumption. I have to pee. I'm going to pee out of my eyes.
Oh,
right
okay.
Now.
Go pee pee. Yeah. Okay. Don't hold it in. Go fuck on a bus too.
Such a necessary potty break.
Yeah.
And guys, guess what? The bus fucker is coming to town. Go ahead.
Oh my
and
God.
And let them know where they can see
you. So rude. The bus fuck tour. Stupid.
Yeah.
November 3rd, Washington, Dickcom.
That's
it's a
my
make,
hole.
It's a make good date for the DC Improv.
Uh-huh.
And then November 4th and 5th, I'm in Judor Titties at
that's
Caroline's.
That's where it
spits. And then November 18th, Biloxi, Mississippi at the Beau Rivage.
Okay, you come.
November 19th, Ben Salem.
Park
Casino.
Let me see all that dump.
November 2nd and 3rd, Dania Beach, Florida. ChristinaPOnline.com. I'll be announcing 2023 dates shortly.
I have no problem swallowing.
Is it Dania or Dania?
I thought Don. I say is Dania. It? Dania Dania?
I don't know.
Is it
I don't. I really don't know.
Where I'm is that? In Florida?
Yeah, I think it's on the west side.
Dania Beach.
Dania.
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 That is on the, Dania. Is that on the west, right? On the other side? Western coast?
It's in Florida. Oh,
right.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. The state. Hit that map. Oof. That's an all-time low. Oof. Where is it? Oh, no. It is on the... oh, it's down there? It's by Hollywood? I had no idea. What are you doing a club there?
Yeah, the Improv.
Oh, is that where it is now?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's where it spits.
That is where it spits. It's right in there in Fart Lauderdale.
Fart Lauderdale. Oh, yeah. It's the Fart Lauderdale then.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best
That was
name.
My favorite one ever. Yeah.
Fart Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So juvenile.
Oh, my God.
But Jew Dork Titties is still the best one, I think.
It's pretty good.
Jew Dork. Go ahead.
Oh, so you remember a little while ago, we were fascinated by this man who couldn't get over his hiccups.
Yeah.
And then we found that there was a man who had hiccups for 68 years, yeah. Right? So this was the original.
Yeah. I'm off to see a doctor because I've had hiccups for over 48 hours. La, 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 la,
oh,
they're really painful, too. And I have, like, voiceover stuff.
Crazy, right?
It's so
over 48 hours. Really crazy.
I would kill myself.
He sent a follow-up.
So for anybody wanting a follow-up to my crazy hiccup situation, I had gotten really bad food poisoning several days back. So my stomach went uber-duber acidic to try to kill the bug inside of it. Well, that acidity caused irritation to the stomach and my esophagus. That crazy acidic irritation prompted hiccups. And that's why no internet hiccup cures would do anything for me, because obviously drinking water real fast or holding my breath isn't going to change the irritation of my inner organs. So the hiccups went on for days, because I guess the acidity level wasn't changing. I wasn't aware of this. I went to my doctor. She figured this out. Prescribed me some really strong antacids. And for the last 24 hours, I have been hiccup-free.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, that's good. I had them for 2.5 days or a little more, and now they're gone.
Fuck.
So thanks to everyone who was concerned, but I'm better now. And thanks to my doctor.
Pretty wild.
Thank God it was a woman.
So the stump. Thank God it was a woman.
Stupid bitch figured it out. Usually women aren't smart like that.
Good point. They're usually just crawling on the floor of a bus.
Yeah,
but it's amazing that his stomach,
yeah,
you know, basically trying to cure itself, got too acidic.
Makes hiccups.
Prompted the hiccups. But it also made me wonder about the guy that 68 years, because obviously that wasn't acidic, unless he had some crazy every day. His stomach was doing that. I mean, that's just so sad.
But what year was that when he finally...
It ended in like 98 or something.
Yeah, so it's recent
enough.
It's
kind of recent, yeah.
Because I always think about, what if this is this happened to you in like the medieval period? When
1990,
they
it
nothing?
Ended, yeah.
I mean, 1990, I don't know. Did they know that stomach acidity could cause...
I'm sure. That's not that long ago.
Oh, it's so crazy that they couldn't help this man.
I don't know.
But don't you think about it? Like back in the olden times, like you just, if you had something wrong with you, like that was it. You just have the hiccups forever. Like
sure.
Antacids.
Well,
didn't
also,
have that.
You could just get, you know, a bad cold and they'll be like, just let him die. You know?
Oh,
he's
going to
die soon.
Or just like my tooth broke, right? The other day I had a root canal. Like there's no root canal. They just pull the tooth out.
When my arm broke, they would just be like, cut that arm off.
Cut that arm off.
And your leg.
And the leg.
Cut the leg off.
You'd be an amputee right now.
Yeah, double
so
amputee. I'd be
yeah.
a double amputee. And they'd be like, why? I'd be like, well, he fell.
Yeah. That's it. You're done.
That's what happens when you fall.
Like, I think about how much medicine is saved. Like, just your eardrums. Every time you have an ear infection as a
every
kid,
time I've had these, I've had so many sinus infections.
Yeah.
They would just be like, he's going to die.
Pneumonia.
Yeah. Put him outside now.
Yeah.
Let him die.
All the, thank God for modern medicine.
I know.
I mean, that and urine therapy, obviously.
Urine therapy has done so much for me, my lifestyle. You guys have seen me change. It's all because of my urine. And I encourage you to try it. Gargle it, bathe in it, drink it, cook with it.
Your urine or their own urine?
Well, your own. So if you can't get a hold of mine, I don't know if mine would help you, but your own will help you. It always does. It always does. So you know what we didn't talk about?
What's
was
that, my
about
love?
A couple weeks ago, we went to pick up the boys from school, and we're sitting in the carpool lane, and this funny fucking thing happened, right? This guy, there's a long line on a residential street to pull into school. It's very common, you know, all over the world, that pickup time. Well, I see the guy bust a U-turn, and I'm like, that's weird. And then he just leaves his car in the middle of the road. And the line, like we're in the line, and there's, you know, 25 cars behind us, but he's up there in the middle of the road. And I'm like, what's he doing? And as it gets closer for like the school to open up, it hits me that this guy's going to cut in the line, you know? And I assume it's a woman.
You did.
I did.
Cause you,
I don't
why?
Know.
Cause women are fucking
well, they're not just
stupid,
but they're like, you know, it's an SUV. It was like gold in color. I'm like, that's a fucking chick pick right there, you know?
I'm gonna be gay.
Yeah, like a gay color. And I see the car inching and I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And so when the car start to move, I get out of the car. And first I go to the car that's in front of me and I go, hey, the line is moving. You gotta fucking go, you know? And she was like, oh, I know. That was a woman. And then We pull in.
Oh my God.
And you said, you're going to say something to him, aren't you? And I go, fuck yeah. I'm going to say something.
Well, keep in mind, like, I'm saying this, like, you're going to say something, aren't you? Like, I'm scared. And then it's not only that, like, this is when little kids are coming out. There's the principal. It's like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. So I get out, we pull in, and as the cars are slowing, some are slowing down, I see the window of time because he's going to pull up. So I jump out of the car and I walk over to his window and I just go, hey, did you not see all of us behind you? And he's like, what's that? Well, I said, you not see everybody behind you? And he did this whole thing where he was like, he started to like, he's like, all of you behind me. I go, out there on the street. I go, you cut off like 30 people. And he was like, I saw, because he said he saw a work truck. And he's like, I knew the work truck wasn't in the line. So I just went in front of the work truck. I go, well, the work truck was in front of all of us, fuckhead.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was like, oh, I apologize. I was like, yeah, I'm sure.
Lucky he did.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking throw down. I was afraid that you were going to choke this guy out in the carpool line.
I wanted to rip his eyes out of his head.
I know. Well, it's not fair to cut in the carpool line. Like, he played dumb. Like, he didn't know.
Yeah, he did.
He knew. Unless it's your first carpool.
Yeah.
I doubt it is.
I got him good at the end, though. I did. I said, nice of your wife to lend you a car. And I walked back to our car.
Thank God.
You fucking chick car. And I walked back.
You're going to get us fired from there. Babe.
You know what our son said the other day? He hated his tennis lesson. We're like, how was tennis? He goes, I hate it. And he goes, please fire me. He didn't know how to say, I want to quit. And he goes, fire me.
Fire me.
Please. Fire
so
me.
Cute. So fucking cute.
I was like, you want to quit? He goes, yes. So boring. Please fire me.
I know.
You fucking hated it so much.
He did. Can I tell you something I've discovered in my life?
What?
And it took me like a million years.
Yeah.
This is going to sound stupid. Just okay. Like my observation last week that fitness makes you feel better.
You did. That was amazing. Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's one that's really going to yank your dick. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You should only do stuff you like. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. I'm not talking about responsibilities and such. Like, if you're a responsible human that does stuff in a timely fashion and you're not a procrastinator, I'm talking about, like, hey, I have a free moment around the house.
Yeah.
And I go, I should be doing da. And instead I've been like, yeah, but I don't wanna do that. I wanna just take a nap.
I wanna do what I wanna do.
I wanna do what I wanna do. And I've been doing that more and it's made me a lot happier.
This is very, very good.
I'm serious.
No, you're right. You're right. It's also, you know what it's great for? As you get older, you learn this stuff. When to turn down things.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't, you know, a long time. I feel like 20, 30 years are spent just being like, what are you doing? Okay. Like, you go to things. You're like, I don't want to be here.
I know.
And I finally, you know, recently, it's not just right now, but I would say in the last few years, any scenario that is pitched to me that I'm like, oh, I know I won't enjoy that, I immediately just go, oh, I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
No. And then, oh, this will be fun. I go, for you?
Not for me.
Not for me. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Any place I don't have an out from.
Oh my God.
Forget it.
Forget it.
These social gatherings that it's like, we'll take you. I'm like, no, you won't. No.
I'll take myself. Don't worry about it. But
or
that's
someone
what I'm
else
saying.
Is in charge of it too. Like if somebody's running the thing, I'm like, mm-mm.
It's the shoulds. You go, yeah, but I should want to do this or I should do that. And you're like, but I don't want to do that shit, dude. I don't want to fucking do any of it.
You know what my nightmare scenario always is? This sounds really crazy, but I see people out on the lake here and I imagine being a passenger on somebody else's boat.
I know what you're talking about.
And you're like, you're just out, you're at their mercy of
hours.
When this outing ends.
Hours.
Nothing makes me crazier. I mean, crazier than the idea that I would be like, all right, what's up? And they're like, well, now we're going to sit out here. Like, for how long? They're like, I don't know, today. We'll just spend the day out here. I'd be like, do you have a life vest? Because I'm going to swim to the shore right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just absolutely makes me nuts.
Guess who's going to hold people hostage for his birthday? The Dove. Aren't you doing this?
Yeah. Yeah, we're floating the river.
But you're taking your friends out.
Taking these chads out.
You're taking those chads out on the boat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's going
to... Not even a boat, inner tubes. We're floating the river.
He's going to make okay. them...
That's well, different,
he's going to hold them hostage That's for a hours, different. Like what you're saying, your worst case.
Yeah, you're doing a six-hour outing?
No, it's like, I think it's like 3 hours.
Oh, so that's not too bad.
That's not bad.
Inner tubing, and then you drink beer, and then you just piss as you float.
I'm talking about the person's yep. like, meet me at this dock.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, okay. And then it's like, right away, my thought is like, when are we coming back? And they'll be like, when the day, when we feel like God, it. I'm like, I already feel like it.
Die.
Right now, I feel like it.
Yeah.
Oh. You did?
Yeah, Chad took us on a boat for his birthday.
How was
oh,
it?
Oh, no.
It was very fun.
They loved it.
Yeah.
It was How long a great were you time. Out for?
That's what they said.
Like 3-4 hours?
I didn't go. Because I'm like Tom.
No. You got. You said you got pulled over on the way over there, and that's why you couldn't make it.
I did get pulled over. It was a great excuse. real nice guy.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool way to skip out on Chad's birthday.
I am 100% on any side on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Team Annie all the way.
Like,
all the way.
Not even close.
Because we've done function. You ever done like, we've done an event, a family event on a boat before. And it's just, you're held hostage.
I hate that feeling. I hate that more than any feeling.
Same. Like, I don't want to do this. I remember like school dances on boats and shit too.
Oh, God.
And you're just like, well, how many more hours am I going to have to be on this fucking thing?
Insanity. I have to
do your thing.
Do
Go.
A thing.
Stuff like that. Go.
Stuff like
I'll
that.
Do
we'll,
my ads.
We'll do. We'll be right back. We will be back. This is not the end of the show. Did a business call. Show business. Everything's business. And buy, sell, and
buy, sell. I just peed. And do you ever forget when you take a bunch of vitamins and then you pee bright yellow and you're like, oh, I'm severely dehydrated.
Oh yeah.
And I forget all the time. Stupid.
Did you forget that you were severely dehydrated, or you took vitamins?
I took so many vitamins.
Yeah.
Do you feel? I don't feel different when I take a lot of the vitamins I'm supposed to take.
Sometimes I feel nauseous.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I find them nauseating.
Yeah, because
you got to eat them on, like, after you've eaten. When I take them on an empty stomach, I always regret it.
You're all like, "Fuck! Fucking wish I didn't do that shit, huh?"
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Because I wonder if it's really necessary to take those vitamins. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like, especially if you take them every day, your body just pisses out what you don't need.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I should really get back on my vitamin supplement game. It really, man.
Did you feel better, though? I don't feel any different.
I don't know. I don't know. I go so hard that I don't know. I'm serious.
You go so hard that
I'm
you
in
don't
like
know.
I'm in four different time zones a week.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah, you're crazy towns.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know like sleep. That's it. That's the thing I'm trying to manage the most. I need sleep.
I would say you're accurate. I would say that sleep is the biggest predictive factor of the kind of day I will have.
Yeah, I could have definitely could have slept more today, but I wanted to work out before we came here because I knew it would be terrible after this.
Yeah. Sleep and diet. If I eat like shit, forget about it. Like it's if I eat something I like that makes me feel terrible, it's just your whole day is over.
But don't you find that the more that you're doing this thing, the more you actually go like, I don't really want that stuff.
Yeah, because you blow your work.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I just blew this day up then. Why would I do that, stupid dummy?
Yeah.
In your head, you're like, you fucking dumb shit.
You're not a fucking dumb drunk walking around asking people what kind of cheese they like, you know?
What's your favorite cheese? Fuck you. What's your favorite cheese?
Bro, shut the fuck up.
What's your favorite cheese?
I want to talk. No, don't talk to
her. Yo, what's your favorite cheese?
Swiss cheese.
That's hard.
Jerks.
Don't you miss your 20s?
I do, for that reason. Yeah, that guy. What's your favorite cheese?
Manchego.
Really? You got to be kidding me.
No.
I would have never guessed that.
It's and my
I've
favorite cheese.
Known you for a million years. I did not know that.
Learn something new all the time. Yeah.
I thought you would have liked that drunken goat.
I do. I love drunken goat. Goat cheese is good.
This is a revelation to me.
I would say my answer would be Manchego.
What's my favorite?
You like fucking Parmesan in a fucking box.
In my hand, not yeah. in a box. I hey, pour the shaky cheese in my palm.
You want to fuck me on a it. Bus? You bring that Parmesan cheese. Treat a lady right. Put it in my hand.
You're a terrible human. You know that.
Where do we get off?
You're the worst.
Northridge? All right.
You know what? Stop it. But that's what you love about me is what? My shaky cheese. Yeah. My shaky cheese status.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
I'm shaky cheese for life.
You are shaky cheese. You're not pretentious.
No, listen, you could put me in a nice jacket and put these nice pearls on me, but yeah. I'm still trash. I still like to be who I am on the inside.
You're still a valley lady.
It's true. I still like shitty stuff. I like it. You know what I stopped doing, though, too, in my older years now? Yeah. Is I stopped judging how my brain works. And just like roll with it.
Really?
Yeah. Like
that's a really big thing to get to.
It's a big deal. Cause usually I'd be like, no, you shouldn't think that way. That's bad or that's stupid. And now I'm like, isn't that silly? That's fucking.
You just accept that your brain operates the way it does?
Yeah. And I've been trying to fight it for so long.
Yeah, I think
like,
we all are.
I'm mentally ill. Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's a big thing for most people is, oh my God, what am I doing? And then maturity and wisdom, you know, growing up. I think as people get older, they just go, this is the way I am. Like I accept so many things about myself now that I'm just wired this way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I fought it for so many years that, cause I thought, oh, I'm crazy like my mom, or maybe I'm, you know, fuck up. Cause this kind of thinking got me in trouble when I was younger or whatever, you know? And now I'm like, I don't fucking give a shit. I'm going to die.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who cares? I just may as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I say crazier stuff to people now.
Sure.
Today I barked back at a dog. I did. I was walking through the neighborhood and this little dog was barking at me, just telling me what was up. And I go, yeah, and I barked right back at it.
What did it do?
And we just had a bark off.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And I was like, you know what? I'm the lady that barks back at dogs.
That's fucking cool.
What the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you want from me?
What do you want from me? This one dog goes this way.
One dog goes this way, one dog goes that way.
He looks like a friend. Oh, yeah, without the beard.
I bought that picture for a house.
Yeah, it's very big.
I messed up. I don't know numbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it's 5 inches by 20. I don't fucking know. I saw most popular size. So I was like, I'll just get that one. And lo and behold,
so
this fucking thing showed up so big, but I put it somewhere where it's I think it works. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's too big?
No, it works there.
It works there.
But
the
also
space.
When it came out, I was like, holy
it's
shit.
It's so tremendous. It's stupid.
It works in that space though.
But I like it now because people come over and they'll be like, oh my God, that's one dog goes this way. One dog goes that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if cool. you know it.
If you know it, and then now you know.
See, that's what I've decided too in our house, like there's a way you should decorate your house and the way we decorate the house. And just doing it my way now.
Sure.
Right? Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck.
Who gives a fuck about shit?
You think you go fuck yourself. You don't like it?
Yeah.
Go suck my tits. Here.
You remind me of this lady.
Suck my tits.
Stand up. Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Never. You will have to bodily injure me to get me to cooperate. Call an ambulance. They got Zyprexa. It's not going to work.
That's fine. Shut up.
No.
We will take you by ambulance. We're going to give you.
I'm busy. Don't.
She's not
me,
busy.
Woo! Get off of me.
Woo!
Get off of me. I am your boss now. Yeah. You take me to the fucking station. Thanks for the handcuffs. Fuck face.
Well, she kind of reminded me of what you were saying about just accepting how your mind works.
Yeah!
And
let it rip.
Let it rip.
Yeah. Well, she didn't take her meds this morning.
I don't want to defund you.
Do you
want to
stand up?
I don't want to defund you.
But I don't know
that
I can because I'm handcuffed.
Oh, I got you. I got your arm. He has your other arm. We want to make this as comfortable for you as possible.
My kids are old, you fuckers! Get off of me!
Stand up.
Yeah.
Get off of me! Blue lives matter!
Do I stand up?
Which lives?
Blue lives.
Oh, blue. I'm a female, and I don't even own my uterus anymore!
It's all over the place.
There's a she's addressing so many of today's
issues. Social
issues.
Blue lives matter. So does mine. Yeah. My uterus.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really hitting all those boxes.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have a political campaign. I'm running. Ow!
Sorry, that was an accident. I'm sorry.
Then back off!
Kiss my black ass. Well,
wait a minute.
Black people love me.
Black people love me.
I told them I want to get into every black person I know. I want to get into a fight with Nicki Minaj on national television, call her the N-word, and have her tear out a weave that I'm wearing. Every black person laughs their ass off when I say that.
Any?
Is he LOLing? I can't tell with the mask on.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I was pretty intrigued by this bitch the whole time.
Yeah.
She's kind of right. She's kind of right.
You'd like to see her fight Nicki Minaj on national television?
I would fucking love to see her try to do that. That would be great.
Maybe she had a really good point with that.
I gotta tell you, Nicki Minaj is not to be trifled with.
Oh, yeah?
She's got harsh words. I follow her on the gram.
Oh, yeah?
And on TikTok. She's savvy. She's fucking quick.
Black people love me, by the way.
Look at these poor cops. Look at that cop so defeated behind her. Just like, Jesus Christ, this
what
mental
did,
patient.
Nicki do that got you
no,
all?
No, she's, I always see her, you know.
She has 200 million
oh,
followers?
Oh, yeah.
God. Damn.
Oh, yeah. She's always like...
That is wild.
She's. I always see interviews with her where she's like, don't fuck with me. I'll fuck with you. I fucking do my pictures. I do my thing. You don't know, fucking know me. Like, she's just really, really bright and she pops, dude.
Yeah. That's just an astonishing following, though.
200. Is that more than the Kardashian?
I don't know.
The Kim Kardashian?
I don't know.
No, you think Kim K's got more than...
But that's still... Nikki? It's still... Absolutely insane.
Oh, 200 million.
330 million.
That is unfathomable.
Yeah, I really can't wrap my head around that.
That's a lot of peeps. That is amazing, huh?
I always get blown away by the...
Red Band follows Kim K. Good.
Of course. Okay. That the... what's it called? The soccer stars, you know, their followings compared to, let's say, a... football, like Tom Brady or something, it is 10 times the amount.
Really?
Look at Cristiano Ronaldo.
Because soccer's more worldwide
of course,
than American.
But look at this following. Yeah. Look at this. 481
Holy,
million followers.
That's more than Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. This guy's built like me. Look at this fucking guy.
That's because of those abs.
And now, Christina,
Jesus.
Do you think fitness makes him more attractive or no?
The face is a five, get the body to an eight.
No, he's an eight.
Then he's an eight. I mean, he's handsome. I'd fuck him on a bus for sure, right?
And,
at the front of the bus.
He's done that before, by the way.
Oh, he's fucking somebody right now.
He's not done that before. Why are you shame her for fucking on the bus? I have done this many times. How about Messi? How about Leo Messi?
Jesus, 480 million.
I know, but I bet this Instagram's also crazy as shit. Messi's, it's got to be nuts too, right?
That is so crazy.
Yeah, look at that.
Jesus.
That's a soccer player.
Christ.
360 million followers.
That is crazy talent.
Now look at Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. He plays football in America.
Right? Huge, huge star here. I mean, really massive.
Well, he's handsome too.
Yeah.
12.6. Right. Shane Gillis follows him though.
Well, no, he's a phenomenal player. He's arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. He's in commercials. Everybody knows his name. Everybody knows
his
name.
I know his name.
Of course. 12 million, which is obviously substantial. Those guys, 300 and 400 million followers. It's astonishing.
Astonishing.
Yeah.
And they're not too harsh on the eyes, those two soccer players you showed me. That
you like
might
those?
Be a little something.
I see you more of a Ronaldo guy.
Which one was he?
The previous guy.
Yeah.
With the abs.
Let me see Ronaldo again. Oh, this kid?
This guy, yeah.
This guy. Yeah, he's handsome. I like him. What Latin country is he from?
He's from Portugal.
Love it. Oh, yeah. This guy is so handsome. Yeah. Is he married?
Yeah. He fucks.
Soccer. Yeah.
Yeah. You think this guy doesn't fuck? Come on.
That's true. Plus in Portugal, they're probably way looser than the uptight Americans about those sort of things. Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely.
His wife is like, he's okay.
He is my love.
You as long as you
love. His balls are full often.
Men have needs. It's okay.
Yeah.
As long as you come home to me.
You're signing up for something with this guy for sure.
I know. I always think about that. Yeah. Like, what about with Posh Spice and Beckham?
Oh, my God.
Do you think Beckham gets a long leash?
I mean, there had to be a point where there, I don't know, maybe not now, but there had to be a point where it was pretty long.
Yeah where she just
that
was
guy.
Like,
again, whatever. He's still fucking so handsome. He's been retired for, I don't know how many years now. Yeah. 75 million followers.
I got to say, though, like, how many? He has 75 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like the pressure to be with somebody that attractive.
It's a lot.
Like, I think it would fuck me up. I don't know. You're very attractive. Don't get me wrong.
Thank you.
But, like, I think that pressure.
Too much?
It's too much.
Yeah.
I would feel like, oh, my God, is
is every woman looking at him?
Yeah.
Yes,
they are. All the time.
Yes, they are.
It's too much pressure.
1,000%. Every woman that talks to him is not interested in anything but one thing.
I know.
They're not like, oh, look, he's aging. He still looks fucking
amazing. He's
still
great. Yeah. It's like Leonardo DiCaprio, too. You know? Like we discussed.
I don't think he's this good.
Bronger.
Looking.
No.
So?
Can I tell you something?
What?
Leonardo DiCaprio is an example of someone who the face is a 10, but the bod.
I don't think the face. You think the face
brings
is a 10?
It used to be. Like what I'm saying in his youth. Yeah, yeah. He's a movie star. I think he's very handsome. I'm saying that the body, because
let's be objectively,
he never worked on the body.
Here. I know, but objectively,
yeah,
that's a 10 face. Really?
Look at him when he was. Listen, all I'm saying
is to answer the question.
Let me two words, three words.
Pull a fucking more current
Segura.
Picture.
Romeo and Juliet. That movie, Romeo and Juliet. I fell in love with him then, and when I was a teenager, so. I still see him in that lens.
I understand. But you say he is a movie star. He's probably the world's biggest movie star. That's not a 10. Get out of here. You saw a guy at the grocery store, you'd be like, oh my God.
But my point is, you're right. Maybe he's not a 10. Maybe he's like a 7 or an 8.
Yeah.
But listen, but the fact that
I actually feel like if you didn't know who that was at all.
I know.
You might not even remember the face.
That's true like that. Like that guy.
Really?
That guy could be my dentist.
I don't know. Maybe I'm blinded by young Leo.
That's
what she said. But how about the picture you highlighted right here?
I'm saying that could be the soccer coach.
You don't think that looks just like a normal guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, currently he's like a 5.
I know. But see, if
he worked. Really struggling.
I mean, my brain's kind of like.
I know, me too.
Pulling tricks
on. But babe, if he worked on his bod, he could bring it up.
Which is why he's such a boss, though. Let's go back to the chick. So there he is.
I know. The
bod. This is why he's a bad motherfucker.
I know.
Because he doesn't even give a fuck. His body looks like that.
I know.
He doesn't care. And guess what? He's never going
to
care.
He doesn't have to.
He's like in his mid-40s, late
40s. My age.
He's like, do you realize how much like I bring to the table? My face is fine. My body's not great. I'm the world's biggest movie star. Do you want to get on board?
It's so crazy, dude. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Can I tell you who I've liked young and old?
What?
John Cusack.
Really?
We saw him once at a hotel.
I think you have a type, and it's basically not that good looking. And I feel like
John Cusack
it's a
is
real
handsome.
Backhanded compliment to myself.
No,
really.
I love John Cusack. We saw him in person during the pandemic, and he still looks great.
What?
I think John Cusack is so cute. You don't think this is adorable? Look at John Cusack.
No, but I mean, we're allowed
him.
To. I'm looking.
He's so cute.
I disagree.
Better off dead.
I think he looks fine, like a normal guy. I don't think you would even for a second remember that face if you didn't know his work.
Then you know what? Maybe I like normal. I like a man who's attractive
enough,
but not Beckham.
Right, which is me.
Yeah.
Yes. You just described me. You said it in more than one way. You go, thank God you're not this good looking. Here's who I find attractive. Regular guys who you otherwise would never remember if they weren't famous for their work. You would never fucking remember that guy's face.
I don't know.
Bull. If you saw that guy.
I don't know.
At the grocery store, you think you'd be like, you know, that guy. No, you would just be like. it was a guy weighing apples. You wouldn't register it. But to you, now you're acting like you would. Please, get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. You're asking the impossible because I already have a preconceived notion.
Of course, that's why
I have a relationship in my mind already with him. Do you understand? I can't divorce myself from
that.
Can't
go with the soft lens. This is a bullshit fucking photo to highlight.
It is a soft lens.
Use the real fucking picture.
Oh, look at a young Judd Nelson. So handsome, too.
Yeah.
Who was your crush as a teenager? Who did you watch when you were a teenager?
Top Shelf Tale. It was always
the
best pussy alive.
Oh my God. Stop it. Top Shelf Tale.
Always.
Tens.
Yes. Tens. Not okay, these fucking fours that you're like, look at this guy.
So who's a 10? Who's your teenage?
When I was a kid, was like, what, Nicole Eggert? Wasn't that her name?
Oh.
Please.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Nicole Eggert, a stunner. Oh, okay. She's so
yeah,
pretty.
I was jacking off to this. Not this like, I guess it's my
Well, you like basic bitches. It's not
she's
my
not
fault.
She's not a basic bitch.
She's just
a
basic
fucking
blondie.
11. Get out of here. She looks great.
No, I mean, okay.
That's basic. Please.
I mean, she's a gorgeous blondie, typical. I'm just saying she's very typically blondie.
You asked who I jacked off to in those years.
I like Nicole Eggert.
I liked.
She was stunning.
I liked the SI before they had fucking offensive linemen on the cover. I was into all of them, you know? Elle McPherson.
Oh, gorgeous.
Kathy Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, the supermodels
gorgeous.
Of those days.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. That's what informed my... blood into my penis. Elle McPherson more than Kathy.
Yeah, let me look again. Gorgeous.
That was
and I look just like these chicks, which is the best part. Just like them.
No pressure. Yeah, Elle McPherson was stunning, man.
Really?
Look around the cover there. Splish. That I remember that picture. I came all over it. It was on my.
Look at
she's like, oops, I forgot to put on the whole suit.
I remember that. That's an old iconic.
I mean, when you're fucking
gorgeous
13 and you see this, it fucking changes your whole life. Yeah, I thought she was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Drop that bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, she's super
but again, you, when you talk about the pressure to imagine the pressure to be
with Elle McPherson, it's too much.
And then she's like, I'm going out. You're like, where are you going?
With who? Yeah.
And she's like, just out with some friends. Be like, when are you coming back? I don't know.
Yeah. Or like if you gain 5 lbs, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, don't you feel like you have to look perfect because you're next to that all the time?
Well, you'd be trying.
Hell yeah.
You'd be
all
trying.
The time.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my God.
But you know who wouldn't try is Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. He'd be like, you know the deal. This is what you signed up for. Leo has the same thing that Nicholson had.
Yeah.
Right? Nicholson has a more way more memorable face because he has like this very expressive, you know, quality to it.
Yeah.
His body was like, you know, kind of lean normal in his like 30s, 40s, 50s. And then as he got older, he just let it go older, you know? Well, he's an older man, you know, 70s and 80s now. But, it was also like, hey, this is, you signed up for the movie star.
Yeah.
This is the program here.
Well, Marlon Brando too in the end, really.
Well,
like,
but he was a 10 in his early years. A 10.
I know. Look up Marlon Brando.
Young Marlon Brando. Get out of here.
But he aged horribly.
I mean.
Look at this handsome gent.
Come on. This
stunning.
Guy?
Stunning. Ugh.
He fucks you on top of the bus, like climbs up on the roof.
He fucks me and then he fucks everyone else on the
bus. Then the driver asks for permission to keep driving. God damn.
God damn.
Look at that one next to it with the white tee on right.
Ugh.
That guy right there. He probably was 3 seconds later. He pulled his dick out and some fucking chick on set came over and worked it out for him.
Okay, babe. Yeah. Calm down. Relax. Okay.
Oh, look at him here in the suit.
Oh,
look at this fucking
stunner.
Devil.
Stunner. What nationality is he? Was he?
He's fucking Italian.
He's Italian?
I think so.
And now Google Marlon Brando old.
Oh my God.
The fucking apocalypse
back up
now.
The Burt truck.
Oofa. No, but yeah. By Apocalypse Now, he couldn't remember his lines. Yeah. And Maron.
Yeah, it fell apart. But he had a great run.
Did he ever?
He had a great run.
God, nature is cruel, isn't she?
Yeah, it's just life. They said, too, they had, you know, I saw an interview with one of his friends, a lady friend, when old talking about his weight, and she was like, yeah, he never indulged in alcohol. He never indulged in drugs. She goes, he just liked food. So he got older. Whenever he coped with anything, he just ate.
Yeah, it's, everyone's just got kind of the something, normal. Man.
Yeah.
Gosh.
He just blew up. Real big boy.
Gosh. Well, all right. There you go.
Okay.
How about we get any lawyer right here?
All in this right together.
Now. Why would we need a lawyer?
Because I know my rights. Fuck you. You didn't Mirandize me, you assholes.
You're not under arrest.
I'm in handcuffs. Yes, I am. Husband. What's your first name? Diego Domingo? What is it? Don?
What do you think it is?
Donald. Fuck you, Donald.
Yeah.
I like plants more than I like shit that's not alive.
People?
No, I love people. But you treat me like garbage. Because you don't respect women. And that's the only problem. Are my nipples showing because my shirt's riding?
Nope.
No.
Because if they were, honestly, they're all right.
And she's wearing a peaceful shirt that says, all in this together, with a bunch of peace signs, different shades of color.
I know. She's like a mishmash of every Instagram thing you're supposed to support.
Yeah, she really is. It's everything.
Pretty amazing.
She's got a lot going on.
She's got good nipples.
Yeah. She's only being detained. She's not under arrest.
How does it, so detainment means just...
Yeah, for their safety and yours and whatever, until they situate, they can detain you, I guess, you know?
Cool.
But she's not under arrest. I guess, I think if this video continued, she'd probably be under arrest. That was it, though.
Jesus Christ. I wonder, I mean, was the charge just like this crazy woman singing on her patio?
I don't know. It seems to me that she probably provokes quite often. And yeah, that was a wellness check.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but she probably was on her front stoop, you know.
Just singing. Saying stuff. And yeah. Acting kind of crazy.
I did a number of wellness checks.
What do you mean?
I've done a number of ride-alongs with the police, different cities.
Oh, okay.
We've done wellness checks before.
And what does it entail?
It makes you kind of feel like this, where you're like, oh, shit, something's going to happen. Yeah.
So you just knock on the door like, hey, you're not on fire or...
Yeah.
Cutting up cats or whatever it is.
Sort of. And then they, you know, they like to get you outside and they look at your housing, your situation. They're looking for weapons. They're looking for, you know, safety kind of situation. And are there other people there? They start asking you questions, see if you're coherent enough to answer those questions.
Jeez, please.
Yeah. So, you know, your motherland has a lot of cool shit usually going
on. Always the coolest.
Did you know that in 2019 they installed a musical road?
I do know this.
for in memoriam of Lazlo Bodi.
Lazlo, probably.
Better known by his stage name Sipo. I don't know what his real name. Lead singer from the band Republic. When going on the side of the road, one can hear an approximately 30-second snippet of their song. Like
if you're going the right speed.
If you're going the right speed. The road sings to you. If you're not white, leave our country. Gays are not welcome, gypsies. Go away, gay gypsy.
That's so cool.
It's kind of a nice song.
I know. See, every now and then the Hungarians do something super cool and nice like that.
That was like out of nowhere. You're like, the Hungarians did that?
Yeah. Just to make life enjoyable. And then you're like, you got me back in this culture.
You got me back in.
Because they do like stuff like joy and holidays. And then, you know, then the Holocaust. It's like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then
Holocaust, they really...
They handed over a lot of J's.
And a lot gypsies. Of gyps. And anybody with a limp, they're like, take them.
Take them all. Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, we participated pretty easily in that.
Germany's like, or we will invade. They're like, you don't have to. You can have them.
You're welcome.
What else do you want?
What else do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We just want to keep people like this. Is it anything else? Here you go.
You know, it's so funny. I was just thinking about my parents the other day when my dad said the first time he visited Detroit. Remember when he came on your mom's house a long, long time ago? And he said, I landed in Detroit and I saw big cars and I saw black men.
A black guy with a suit and a feather in his hat.
And what did he say?
This is where I want to be.
Yeah.
This is the place to be.
He said, this is where I should have been all along.
Yeah.
So my father thought Detroit in the 60s was better than Budapest.
Yeah.
Do you understand how...
In the 70s.
In the 70s. How horrible your life has to be.
Yeah. He saw a pimp and he was like, this is how I want to live.
It's so great.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Pretty inspiring shit, right?
Very cool stuff. You know, we were talking about last week with Matt that, you know, pop stars, they just fucking, it's just a lot of pressure and shit kind of goes wild on them. And then I didn't see this completely. I just saw a snippet of this, but it's probably worth looking at. I guess Lady Gaga had to cancel her Miami show.
I saw this because of lightning.
Yeah, but she really gets emotional.
It's really good. I saw
this. Hi, everybody. thank you so much for coming to the Chromatica Ball. And we really tried to finish the show tonight Miami, but we couldn't because even when the rain sort of stopped, there was lightning that was striking right down to the ground so close to us.
Okay.
And I know that for a really long time. I've always wanted to be like that hardcore bad bitch.
Yeah.
But what I really want is to also be responsible and loving.
Okay.
It goes on and on, by the way. This clip is long and she's blubbering and crying on and on about how they had to stop performing.
I mean, it's reasonable.
I know, but it's like, but first of all, do you see many tears?
No.
Yeah. I feel like it's crocodile tears.
I don't know what I would do if anything happened to anybody in the audience or to any.
And somebody was like, Gaga, are you okay?
I know. Like, what?
You okay?
Member of my crew, my band, my dancers.
Right.
So I'm sorry that we didn't get to, you know, do the epic performance of Rain on Me in the Rain, but what's more worth it to me is life.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Have you felt this way when you had to cancel shows?
Fuck no. It's the best feeling in the world.
I know.
It's incredible.
It's incredible when a natural disaster.
I was on tour. We've done some amphitheaters.
Yeah.
And right before we got to, I think, Cedar Rapids, they were like, hey, there's weather coming. We might have to cancel. And I was like, fucking hooray. I cannot wait until you tell me we have to cancel the show. You mean we get tonight off?
I know.
It'd be amazing.
I know. I mean, this is a little too far for not performing for one night.
Oh,
like,
my God.
What?
Please.
What's going on? Is there more?
There's a plenty more.
You got
to cutting
just,
it off.
Please, no. Just it's.
It took so much in my heart to get back to a place where
those
I could
tears still
perform
aren't coming.
And be healthy. And I hope you know that
they're still not coming.
No, they're not
part
coming.
Of what?
There's no tears.
House of Gucci was terrible, by the way.
Terrible.
It was terrible. It's one of the worst movies I have ever seen.
Oh. This is good pasta.
I decided not to finish the show was because I am healthy and it's a healthy decision for all of you and for myself as well. So I love you. And yes, I'd rather it be dry, but we're all alive. So
oh, we
go
see
home
a tear.
And be safe.
There's
tear
one
came.
Tear. One tear.
Came.
She mustered a single tear.
It took you about 6 minutes to cook that one up.
I know. And like
Chromatica will never be over because Chromatica is about healing.
That's this tour.
And Chromatica is about knowing that you're enough. And I feel like enough tonight, even though I didn't get to finish. I really feel like enough.
For fuck's sake.
Okay. So thank you for giving me that.
Okay.
I love you. Bye.
This is what I hate about actors too.
Oh.
Is like, you know, you hang out. I've hung out with actors and like this kind of shit. The people around them go like, oh,
yes.
They really like encourage it. And you just want to go, are you fucking for real right now? Like, is this a real thing? And then to maintain a friendship with somebody like this is exhausting, you know? Every actor that I befriended, I couldn't wait for the day that we were not friends anymore.
Really?
You know? Yeah, they're the worst. I'm talking about these full-time fucking lunatics, you know?
I know.
But basically, if you become a pop star, you're basically an actor.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. It's not about your music. Well, it's about the show you put on.
She in particular is a little thick with the rhetoric.
Out of their goddamn minds.
Yeah, it's a lot.
The worst people I've met are actors.
Yeah. I agree. With the exception, like, I think Rob Eiler is really down to earth.
He doesn't even want to act.
I know he doesn't want to. That's why Rob is the coolest. But I was reading the comments on this nonsense because I was like, people have to see how absurd this is. Wrong. Everybody's like, Gaga,
that's
we
what they
love
do.
You.
And that's what they do in person.
I'm like, what?
But here's the thing. When you're talking, this is a superstar. There's these no-name bitches that do this kind of shit too about like, earlier today, I was walking my dog and it shit. And this lady was like, aren't you going to pick that up? And I didn't see it. And I felt so. And then they fucking cry. And then like all the friends are like, it's okay. It's okay. And you're in these. I mean, I remember getting to LA and being in these social circles for the first time with actors and being like, holy shit. I think it's part of why I gravitated so hard to comedy was because I wanted to do the comedic acting.
Yeah.
And then the circles you're in socially, you're like, oh my God, this is what it's like. And then you hang out with comedians and you're like, oh, this is kind of...
So much better.
So much better. We can make fun of that girl that's crying.
Yeah. I agree, because I did an acting class or two as well.
It's exhausting.
And they're such bullshit to hang out with. You're like, no one's telling the truth
take
here.
Themselves seriously.
Yeah.
And they're phonies.
Yeah.
You know, like every it feels... You can hang out with some of these people for a while and you go like, I don't know this person.
You know them.
At all. You don't know. Whereas the comedian, you're fucking 30 minutes in, you're like, I feel like I know this person.
If they're the type of comedian that's...
Right.
Now, there's this occasional psychos who we've met along the way, and you're like, something's off with that guy.
Yeah, they usually act, too.
Yeah. And then, lo and behold, they're just really great actors.
Yeah.
Or they are psychos.
Yeah.
So it definitely...
But your comics?
Yeah.
You know, like those people, they're usually like, they're just clear who they are.
For sure. Who you see is who you get.
You know, this person, 3 years. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with his. You know what I mean?
Not a damn thing.
They're weird people.
And everything is super positive. I'm just great.
That's how they greet you. They always greet you like, and they tell you how happy they are for you for something. You're like, get the fuck out of here with your lies.
Nobody's, you know what I love about stand-ups? The best thing is what Matt Bronger said last week about Bill Burr. Like, you can sell out, what was it, the venue?
Fenway Park.
And he's still like, yeah, I did a bunch of fucking drunks. Like, you're never happy with yourself as a comedian, and you're never pleased with yourself.
Never pleased with the set. I'm never pleased with anything.
Seldom. Yeah. You've got to be a real
Well, that's how you keep going.
Yeah.
You got to keep going that way.
Yeah, you can't, but actors like this, I don't know, people don't tell her that she's a cunt ever. You know what I mean? Nobody.
Of course. Nobody. She hasn't heard it in 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dude.
It's very, and also as a comedian, I do think it's humbling because you get the audience, you know, you can fail, you can still get told off, and this chick just gets adoration. Yeah. And
it's.
Oh, little monster.
It wears you out.
Gaga. I just. And that's what this tour is about.
Your songs helped me so much when I was at my lowest point.
Poker face.
I would listen to.
Yeah, what songs exactly?
I listen to Chromatica.
Yeah, what? You're a pop star.
Get out of here with this bullshit.
And I know she's, listen, I know it's just super popular and whatever, but.
Good. Enjoy it.
It's not, the music is not for me, whatever. But yeah, this is over the top. This is like,
you did get that one tear.
And,
maybe if you had cooked it up in House of Gucci, you'd be worth a shit.
I know. Hey, Luigi,
Hey, Papa, you did?
That was the fucking worst. You know, I started to watch some documentary about her, and apparently she has real health issues, you know?
I could not be less interested in a human being.
Same.
Yeah.
I wasn't either. You know why? She's like an art student turned musician and da-da-da. And then, like, she's sharing everything, like, really dramatically. And I'm like, I don't know. This feels too much for
I
me.
Have the same feeling about most actors. If you tell me, like, you know this actor, I go, I could care. Not be less interested.
I know. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck either.
Don't give a fuck that you're good at playing pretend. Okay?
Pretend. You play pretend
for a living. You talentless twat. You read other people's lines.
I know.
Give a shit.
You know who I like the most, actually, as an actor, is Harrison Ford.
Fucking awesome.
Because he's always been like, I just say the fucking line.
Yeah.
I don't care.
He goes, I went to the school of pretend I'm fucking playing a part. Yeah. He flies planes.
He's a normal. Yeah. He's like, I know I'm just an actor.
Right. But he's not from that school of act. He's from like, he's an old school real guy. He was a carpenter until he was fucking 42.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's why he's like, you see it. He's just like, yeah. He's just like a regular guy because he actually lived a regular guy life for a while.
Yeah, I think that's
and
why.
And then he went on the. We talked about this. He went on the craziest fucking run, the craziest run you could possibly go on, where he was going back to back years between the Star Wars franchise and Indiana Jones. So it was like Star Wars comes out, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Empire Strikes Back. Temple of Doom, like it's going back
bangers.
And forth between those, like year after year. It's an insane run, yeah. And that he went from like I'm here to hammer this into the wall to the biggest star. That run is probably 7 to 10 years of just. Then a few years it didn't, and then The Fugitive, comes out.
So good,
yeah.
God, Blade Runner, he's so
Blade Runner's in that
good.
Run. It's insane.
Yeah, he just hits, man.
He's crashed his plane like 3 times.
So is that right?
Yes.
And lives?
These single engine things. He landed one on a golf course in LA.
Yeah. He seems like a cool motherfucker.
He's like, I'm fine. Yeah.
I like
he's
that
not
guy.
Like, you know, I was going to do this movie. And I'm thinking about you guys.
I know.
And then I quishy quashed into the golf course.
When I studied at Juilliard.
No.
And then studying that.
He's like, you do what's on the fucking page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember watching a video about like the Stella Adler School of Acting and what does that mean? And they take it so seriously and like, try it again. And this time, and I was like, God, this is my nightmare. This would be my worst nightmare to be in this room and have to pretend. I don't know. I'm so bad at it. That's probably why, but.
No, you're not.
I feel, thank you for saying that, but I honestly don't enjoy the process of that. And
that's fair to say.
I think that would be my nightmare. And this is my, becoming that is my nightmare. Like, my little.
That's unbelievable.
I just wanted to perform.
Guys.
Dances, and I couldn't.
Remember, thank you for watching and for listening, but also please remember that Chromatica is forever.
You guys. Yeah. What is she even talking about? Yeah. Also, buy my lipstick.
Yeah.
It's sold out already. We've already ordered it. It's from Italy. Christina P's Perfect Shade of Red. Get it on ymhstudios.com. I made it in Italy. It's like everything picked out by moi because I'm a red lipstick connoisseur. The formula is fantastic. It won't dry your lips and it lasts forever. Try it out. Get it for your lady. Try it out. Yeah.
Chromatica will never be over.
Chromatica will never be over.
Today, I also learned that I'm just good looking enough. It's been a great show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
I like that. I really like that. I like that. Cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. I like that. I really like that. Let the conversation begin.
Here it comes.
Yes! Holy cow! Holy cow is right. Just glassing. Let's glass. Holy cow! That is awesome. Just glassing. Let's glass.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Happy birthday to G.
Sweetness.
Happy birthday.
It's pretty cool, man, and it's neat.
Happy birthday to G.
Sweetness.
Happy birthday, G.
Wow, look at that.
Just glassing.
Oh my God!
Let's glass.
Oh my God, look at it.
Just glassing.
Listen to that horn!
Let's glass.
I like that. I really like that.
Happy birthday to G.
Sweetness.
Happy birthday.
Just glassing.
Happy